Thank you for joining me in raising our vibration together. This is Lisa Gollis. Please feel free to visit my website at www.mysoulcenter.com. You will find a lot of information there that you just will not find on this podcast. I hope you enjoy the journey with me today, and I look forward to getting to know you over time. Thank you. Namaste. What is Shambhala, and where is it really? First, let's get to the meaning of the word. Shambhala, as I use it, is a Sanskrit word, the same language we get chakra and kundalini from, that means place of peace, tranquility, and happiness. In Tibetan Buddhist tradition, Shambhala is thought to be a mystical kingdom somewhere beyond the snow peaks of the Himalayas. Perhaps once upon a time gone by, the people who once lived there knew how to access this sacred energy and brought it to earth in that place. But as the people died off, the energy of Shambhala went back to whence it came. That is, the ethers of potential. A little of my own history with energy. All of life is energy. To help you understand how I have come to know what I am about to share with you. At least it's my truth. It doesn't have to be yours until one day you want it to be. My entire focus of the last 11 years has been understanding energy. How it works, why it works, and how it can work better. There is nothing in life that is not energy. Even the air that we breathe is energy. As I started to understand one concept of energy, another concept was revealed to me through spirit. I first started understanding energy within the human, then the various fields available to all of us, and how we, the human, can access the higher, faster fields of energy or vibration. Eventually, I started to understand about the energy of fear, then the collective consciousness, as well as the energy known as ascension. As I actually was able to integrate the massive amount of information, even more was revealed to me. Understanding the unified field of energy, also known as the Christ consciousness energy. About 2 years ago, Spirit started talking about an energy that was even higher than the Christ consciousness or the unified field of energy. And that was a super fast vibrating energy known as Shambhala, at least in my world. That's what I call it. I am not going to make this podcast about the various energies. I could do that at another time. I've already got a page on my website, mysoulcenter.com. That is dedicated to all the different energies I just mentioned and what they are and how they affect us. This podcast is dedicated to understanding the energy field known as Shambhala and how to bring it to Earth. So from here, I am going to first talk about the unified field of consciousness, or the Christ consciousness. Some people are very uncomfortable with that word, Christ, which is not a man, but an achievement, if we will. This is a field of energy available to every human being that vibrates at the highest level of love. Yes, I said that right. Love. L-O-V-E. Fear cannot exist in this field of energy. Therefore, if you have any unresolved fears, you cannot live within this energetic field until you have resolved and removed your fear energy. The unified field does not separate itself from anyone or anything. That means in order for you to live and breathe this energy, to be this very energy, you cannot see or feel yourself as separate from anyone or anything. This is only pure, unconditional love that exists in the unified consciousness or the Christ energy. This is truly where the masters reside. For the longest time, I figured, who needs more than that? There can't be more than that. But yet, there seemed to be something missing from the field of energy, at least from my growing perspective. Although living within yourself, within the amazing field of energy, is fabulous, I started to realize there must be something more. And the spiritual download started. The energy of Shambhala. Did you ever wonder why, in over 2,000 years, not one person has been able to replicate all the miracles Jesus was said to perform? Why do you think that is? Jesus even stated several times, "What I can do, you can do also, and then some." So why can't we? Perhaps he had access to something we have yet to discover, because history makes its access dirty, forbidden, ungodly. My greatest teacher on this path has been Jesus. Of course, I knew him and know him as Sananda. He came to me in early 2001 and has been by my side ever since. The majority I know about energy work and the human body, he has taught me. The majority of my understandings come from him and his posse. Shambhala is the very energy of God realization, the very field of existence where heaven and earth are one. Shambhala is the highest field of energy available to all humans who have done their inner work and raised their vibration to the point of accessing it and living within it. This sacred energy is so special, so incredibly potent, It's so incredibly potent in its expression that it literally takes two people to unlock the energy and bring it here to Earth. This energy is the true God potential in all of us. The very energy that effortlessly turned loaves into fish, water into wine, and created instant healing with a simple touch of the hand. What is God realization? Love. Pure, untainted, unbiased love. That means you vibrate at the pure frequency of love and all that around you can feel it. This happens the moment you vibrate in harmony with the unified Christ consciousness. To the one that has achieved this level of being, the people around you may not realize what they are feeling is your God realization, but they know they want to be around you because it automatically helps them feel good. You don't even have to say a word. For those immersed in the fear or collective conscious energy, these folks tend to stay away from you. They don't want you exposing their love back to them, which is okay. There are plenty of people seeking to feel loved. In order to access the Shambhala energy, you must be a permanent resident in the unified field of energy, or the Christ consciousness. Every cell of your DNA needs to resonate with the love frequency, and in order to be in that state, you must also reside fully in a state of trust within yourself. Your Kundalini energy must be fully integrated into every cell of your being, not just shot up your spine once or twice. That's simply a wake-up call, a very nice one at that. If you have yet to reach this place within you, that does not mean you cannot participate in the joy of being within that energy field, but its full availability will only present itself to you when you are in full vibrational harmony with it. Let me explain. Shambhala is literally heaven's energy. Think about that for a moment. That is a powerful, instantly manifesting energy. Knowing, by spirit, that the ego runs rampant here on Earth, access to this energy has to be highly guarded and very, very strict laws enacted. For lack of a better term, humans can relate to laws. God's laws can never be broken nor manipulated. Yay, thank God. This energy is meant to fuel a community, not to serve two people. but two people are needed to bring that energy here to Earth. The energy is so guarded that it takes two people, one male, one female, both vibrating fully at the love frequency to unlock its potential and bring it to the Earth plane. The vault the energy is carried within is the woman. The key is the man. In order to access and utilize the energy of Shambhala, two very specific counterparts magnetically encoded within their DNA must come together in the form of sacred sex. Now imagine that. Sex itself will bring the God force, heaven in all its glory. No wonder why the religious leaders put their lock and key, guilt, shame, and so on, in the area of sex. One of the reasons monks can't find, at least this is my humble opinion, that the monks can't find Shambhala, they're celibate, and it's not a place on earth, but can be brought through a sacred exchange of intimacy to a place on earth, anywhere on earth. But even that space on earth must be prepared vibrationally for the higher good of the community in which it is released. And please, I don't mean anything negative to a monk. I remember being a monk. There's great, tremendous value. Just got to have sex if you really want to access Shambhala. This, unless I am mistaken, and if I'm mistaken, I'm open to hearing that. Maybe they do have sex, kind of like our Catholic priest. Anyway. This energy is very much like what the wonderful and insightful author of the Celestine Prophecy glimpsed. The book was amazing. There are only a handful of magnetic counterparts incarnated on Earth right now. As this generation being born now ages, there will be a lot of magnetic counterparts. But you don't have to have a counterpart in order to fully utilize the energy. Only to release into creation here on Earth. The adult counterparts who are incarnated now have done this before, and it is now for them to come together so all of Earth can adjust to truly living heaven on Earth. As you know, Earth doesn't get hit with energy all at once. It would just kind of go into shock. So you do a little land here, and then you expand it, and then you expand it, and humans adjust, and their vibration raises. It's a process. It's always a process. Back in the day of Jesus, he had a magnetic counterpart in order to do all he did. I know there's a lot of eyebrows going up. Some people are going to be very angry with me, but get over it. That's your stuff. He was living and sharing his life via the energies of Shambhala. Why do you think the story made him celibate? Do religions or governments really want us to be fully empowered? This is the energy that will be present within my vision of the soul refuge. Name to be announced. Whatever that land is. Now, this entire story is going to be continued in my forthcoming book, The Lost Codes of Shambhala, How to Merge Matter with Spirit. And as soon as I understand that whole sacred sex part, we'll get her done and get her published. Until then, live an amazing life, vibrate fully, and I'll see you soon. Namaste.